When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hi. Happy International Tell a Lie Day. Lies all around.
All right.
For everyone.
I am so happy to be here.
I wonder if it really is a thing or that it's a lie, that it is International Tell a Lie Day. I wonder if that part is a lie to start off with. Seeing that's the thing.
That the whole day could be based on a lie.
It's just a lie. This day never even has come up on the calendar. I don't know. Rob, may I call you Rob?
You may.
So you know how you always get accused of being mean to Alexis? Like you're the one that's just so mean to Alexis and you and Alexis bicker all the time and everything?
Yeah.
I think you get a bad rap for that and that she gives you a harder time for criticizing her than she does, say, Riggins. She's harder on you about that than she is him. Because earlier today, he told her, I can't even read what's on your shirt because of all the cat hair you've got on you. And she's just like, oh, yeah, I do have a lot. If you would have said that, Rob, she would have said, mind your business, Rob. You're such a jerk.
Yeah, for sure.
But Riggins is not in my business all the time or asking me questions or like criticizing everything I do.
God forbid I ask you questions.
If you just took those two instances there and you reversed it and put Rob in Riggins' position and tell you, I can't even read what's on your shirt because you got so much cat hair on you.
It's not exactly what happened. From my angle, all I can see is Runch. And I thought, it's either like Grinch or I couldn't tell. So I said, what's on? Oh, and she goes, it's brunch. And I go, oh, okay. And then I just happened to notice she does have a lot of cat hair on her. But I immediately followed it up. I said, well, I don't know if I should even be talking. I'm covered in dog hair. I get it as a animal
use
owner.
But never that much. It's something that you said something like that.
Well, she is covered in
cat
hair.
Yeah, she is. And I noticed that. But again, if I would have said that. Then it would have been mean, super mean, and all. No. Rob would have said it. Oh, my God. Ace would have said it. You'd have lit into him.
Yeah. No, because if Rob didn't ask me questions about what I'm doing 24/7 or criticize everything I do, and that was the one question he asked, I'd be like, oh, no. Yeah, Rob, I know I'm covered in cat hair. Isn't that crazy? But every day, it's something.
Mm-hmm. More than once a day.
More than once a day. So that's why.
So thus, you have a much shorter fuse with Rob than with anyone else.
Right. And I wouldn't even say it's a short fuse because I don't really get mad at him.
Mm-hmm. I do think that shirt would have been cooler if it would have said Runch on it. Though.
Yeah, what is Runch? Runch?
I don't know. That's what I was saying. Runch. Can I just see the other side? All I can see is Runch. Runch. And I thought maybe it's like Prunch?
Prunch.
Now, Did you leave that in your cat's bed?
No, I used two sheets before I left. Well, it was probably not before I left, but 5 minutes before I left the house. Two full sheets on the roller, the lint roller. And before I left, I was covered again.
It's like did you call it a lint roller?
Yeah. Lint roller. See what I mean?
There.
Yeah. Well, that's just our dynamic at this point.
Yeah. She's hypercritical.
Yeah.
So you mean... On International Tell a Lie Day, You gonna sit here and say that you lint rolled that shirt right before you left the house?
I promise you. But then I had to say bye to Khaleesi too, so I gave her a little hug because I give her a hug every time I leave.
I had to say goodbye.
So yeah, is it in your car too though? Is she riding your car often?
No, I vacuumed my car. Like last week, I actually cleaned it. Remember, I told you I was going to clean it. Yeah. Hold me accountable. I did it.
Is that a lie?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why she brought it up today.
Oh, so you lint rolled and then hugged your cat?
Yeah, I know, that was dumb.
Maybe a little,
a little bit.
It's kind of like putting on lotion and then cleaning your glasses.
Yeah, right.
But this way, I have a little bit of Khaleesi with me everywhere I go.
Well, there's no doubt. Well,
we don't care for a little Khaleesi with us.
Carry Khaleesi in your heart.
Yeah. In there with the owls and get a picture. Whatever else you got going on.
You got a whole other cat. You got Khaleesi's twin. A lot of hair.
Like mom, like daughter. Mm-hmm.
Now, people who are allergic to cats, would they be suffering symptoms of their allergies around you with that shirt having so much cat hair on it?
I don't know. I don't have allergies, so I don't know how much it takes for someone to be... have a reaction.
Okay. You're also not a hibachi chef, but you know about cooking food in front of people and how it's supposed to be.
You know how it works.
Yeah, just because you don't have the allergy doesn't mean you don't know anything about allergies. Okay,
so then you tell me. So you tell me then about allergies.
But if I had cats, I would know more about people without allergies.
Why would I know about people with allergies if I don't have allergies?
Because you got people that come to your house sometimes or people that are around you and say, oh, I'm allergic to cats.
They don't know.
I have no reason for anybody to ever say I'm allergic to cats because I don't have a cat.
I think she's saying she doesn't associate with people who would be allergic. She's just like, sorry, you're out of my life.
Yeah, you can't come to my house.
I don't blame you for that.
Possibility.
I don't blame you.
I had the strangest conversation. A guy gets in the elevator with me and he goes, that is a fluffy dog. I said, yeah, it's a lot of hair. And without missing a beat, he goes, is that hair or fur? And I went, I have no idea.
Yeah, is it hair or fur?
I think there is a difference.
There must be because he goes, I just got a dog and I'm allergic to it. So he got a toy poodle or something like that.
Because they're hypoallergenic.
I guess. But he goes, is it fur or hair? I have no idea. Never thought about it.
I would think that your dog is fur, probably, right?
I have no idea.
Say it's hair.
One,
it's long.
One causes allergies. I guess the other doesn't.
I think usually the dogs that... are supposedly ones that don't cause allergy reactions would be ones that don't shed.
Yeah.
Because they say it's the dander, not the hair or whatever.
Right.
Your dog was hypoallergenic, right, TJ?
Yeah.
You had a golden doodle?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a black doodle the other day. I had never seen one of those before. It was so cute.
I saw a black doodle and they said, this is a golden doodle.
Yeah, they're still golden doodles.
Like, it's not golden, it's black.
I've never seen that before. I was like shocked.
Right, but it's one parent is still a golden retriever. And the poodle they bred it with must have been black. Yeah, they do that a lot.
I went, oh.
It was so cute.
Yeah. Big dogs.
But y'all being racist about it.
Yeah, why are we being racist?
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Interesting.
Yeah, my dog, there was a female dog in the litter that Jody's best friend at the time got, and she was black.
Do they have chocolate ones too?
Huh?
Do they have chocolate ones?
Mm-hmm, they have all different colors. It depends on what color the poodle is. The golden retriever is always going to be the same color, pretty much. But it's the doodle part of it.
You don't see a lot of different colored poodles.
No, that's why I was so surprised when I saw. Because he was just all black and then his fur was so curly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the standard poodle, though, the big ones.
Standard
poodle. Yeah, those big poodles.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like those. Mm-mm.
I don't either.
I mean, like, you know, great that they're here and they have a good life, but they're not my favorite.
They're so snobby. They're so snobby.
I met two dachshunds. This woman her name is Victoria. She walks out, two dogs. Two dachshunds, which are known to be kind of like a little aggressive and yippy and so on. I said, oh, cute dogs. She goes, thanks. This is Frankie and Waldo. Well, oh, those are good names.
Yeah, are good dog names.
Frankie and Waldo. She got two of them at once.
Oh.
Brave girl.
Weenie
dogs. Real pretty.
And what was the pickup line you said, Alexis, earlier, Riggins?
Oh, I saw this on Twitter this morning. A guy reached out to a woman in her DMs on social media and he said, Do you sell hot dogs? Because you sure know how to make a weenie stand.
I was not expecting that answer. I was like, oh.
You're making my weenie stand.
I thought that was really funny. I hate the word weenie.
Yeah, that is fun.
Do you sell hot dogs? Because you sure know how to make a weenie stand.
Yeah, that's, so did you find out whether your dog's fur or hair, what the difference is in fur and hair?
It doesn't really give a straight answer, so I don't know.
I feel like he's got both. Whatever it is, he's got both of them.
Yeah, whatever's most expensive.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Is it fur or hair?
I have no idea. No idea.
Because whatever. It would make sense that fur would be not as long, right? It would be more... like a thicker and short,
yeah,
more soft.
That never occurred to me before, but it could be fur.
It looks like ones that have double coats are considered fur. Single coats are considered hair.
He's got a double coat.
So it's fur.
Okay. Yeah, it's crazy. You touch my dog and he kind of feels wiry. And then you get underneath that and it's like cotton. It's like two very distinct different coats.
And you can't cut down to the cotton part and just have him soft?
Mm-mm.
What would happen? Would it kill him if
he
did?
They said it causes, because that outer
ugliness.
Coat. Yeah, I mean, it would be ugly. But I asked, I said, God, if I could
number one cause of ugliness.
I wanted to shave him so bad, but they said he'll get overheat because it keeps him cool in the summer and warm in the winter. I don't know how that works, but, and even to give him a bath, you can't just like pour water on him because it just repels.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to like literally like submerge him in water to get that undercoat wet to get him. I mean, it's a nightmare. Should have never done it.
Sounds like a perfect situation when you're wanting to spend a Saturday relaxing.
Yeah, hair or fur, whichever one shit gets caught in more, that's what he's got. Whatever holds onto the shit.
Ew, he got dingleberries.
How many times
a shit magnet?
How many times during the week, though, Riggins, does something happen? At least once a week that you say, I shouldn't have gotten this dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, every day.
But this is, you said, the love of your life.
Yeah, he is.
But you regret having gotten
it. Yeah, sure. I think you can do that with a lot of things. Like if you buy a Porsche, you're like, hell yeah, this is the most fun thing ever. And then you got to pay your Netflix bill or something. You're like, shit, I shouldn't have gotten that Porsche. But it's so much fun. So you can be conflicted. I don't think I don't think there's anything wrong with being conflicted about your situation.
Well, when you were sick the other day, or for the weekend, what did you do about walking him and stuff? Just take him to the roof and get it over with?
I took him out on Friday when I just went back home. My dog was pumped that I got back home. But I still had the dog walker come over. He just wouldn't go with her. He didn't want to be taken from me.
But you had to take him out and walk him around the city like you normally would?
We did shorter walks. Yeah. But I still took him out. He's gotten, better than shitting on my carpet.
No, but I thought there was a thing at your building
there that
you would take him and just let him do his business and bring him back in.
There is, but then it's like two more elevators to, it's on top of a parking deck, so I got to get in one elevator, get in another elevator. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I'd rather just take him to a field.
So it's easier to walk him out into the city a little bit and then back rather than to go over to the other building and up another elevator.
That's different than, because when we lived uptown, we were on 16, and the dog little park area was on 4. Elevator, straight down. Get off, walk out, done, back up, see you later.
Just let him poop off your balcony. That would have been the thing.
Perfect. Some people do that. They sell these things for apartments now that are grass pads that sit on platforms, and a lot of people have them. And it's got like a little mini fire hydrant on it, and when they pee on it, it goes down into the reservoir. And then you just empty it out. I don't know. Do you put a hose in the tub or right in the toilet and bring that thing inside? That just seems like too much. But a lot of people never take their dogs out. They use pee pads with like the little dogs. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But who wants their dog? Yeah. You're teaching them that it's okay to pee inside. And it's just like, no,
I don't want anything peeing or pooping in the house.
No. And don't keep get the dog out there. They need to go for a walk.
Yeah,
they need to get fresh air.
The dog needs to go for a walk. That's part of your responsibility as a pet owner.
Mm. Yeah. Aren't y'all all judgy all of a sudden? Oh, and speaking of the fire hydrant thing.
Yeah.
I have a story to tell y'all that I haven't even talked to my family about this, or Jody's family about it, but I just saw it on the social medias. And it it is a clear definition of who my brother-in-law Chuck is when it comes down into his soul, the kind of person he is.
Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck. Explain it next.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
All right, let me look this up. I got to go to the social medias. Oh, by the way, Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. You need emergency cleanup. Cleanup! And not just emergency cleanup like when you're sick like Riggins was. It may not have made it to throw up in the right spot. Not talking about that. We're talking about real emergencies. Fires and smokes and all that kind of stuff. Call Paul Davis Restoration. They get over there ASAP. They put you back at the stage you were in before the disaster happened. And they do it fantastically. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis because Paul love it. Paul love it. All right. So here's a picture of my this is my sister-in-law and her husband, Chuck. This is where they live in Woodworth, Louisiana. Which is right outside of Alexandria.
Damn speed trap.
Uh-huh. Well, they had a fire. Their whole house, the house burned all the way down to the ground, a.k.a. to the damn ground, 2 years ago. And so they've rebuilt, they got a house that's on the same lot. Chuck built it himself. He put, a year and a half into rebuilding it and... when I say by himself, he pretty much did every bit of it by himself with one guy who was there to help him, like hold this board where I tell you to hold it and that sort of stuff. In addition to holding down a full-time job and all of that. One of the things that he built on the property was a big shop because he likes to work on things. He's got a boat. He's got, other things like that. And he likes to cook outdoors and stuff. But again, he can do pretty much anything when it comes to building and all. And one time they were in town visiting and I had just sold my boat. And so I borrowed Ace's boat to take them out on the lake and their kids were little. And we got out there and jumped off the boat and realized there was no ladder on the boat. The boat ladder was broken. So, Chuck found, a piece of rope in the boat, like a dock line, and took one of our noodles and cut it up and made a rope ladder out of the noodle and the dock line.
It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life.
So we could get back into the boat.
Like, what the hell is this? Oh my God, mm-hmm. It's a ladder made out of a noodle and it works.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So my sister-in-law put this caption under the picture. It's a picture of their shop door. And a hole dug into the concrete with a hose coming out of it. Now, along with being a former professional bull rider, and he's on the SORT team at a prison, which is like the riot squad team, he's a certified sniper, but Chuck's profession by trade is master plumber. He's a master plumber.
Okay.
So her caption reads, "The weekend project. It's only fitting, since we're 2 weeks away from our two-year mark of the fire, that we now have two fire hydrants as our outside faucets. Chuck bought them at an auction right after the fire, and now that they've been placed outside the shop. Chuck says for three reasons: bumper stoppers, faucets, and a little reminder of what happened 2 years ago and how far we've come. They're almost finished. It shows him putting these real fire hydrants around their house and running water hoses through. Like, this is when you go to turn the water hose on, you turn it on at the fire hydrant.
Yeah. I like that.
That's cool.
That is really cool.
As you see, and it's got a regular hose coming up out of the top of it, so he's tapped into the water line and run it somehow to where you can turn it on and off just like a regular faucet, but it looks like a fire hydrant.
And it looks like, are those antique fire fire hydrants?
Yeah. And he painted it black, painted this one black.
That looks awesome.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I love that.
How many did he put in?
Three, she said, three. I think. Let's see.
Three fire hydrants.
No, two. We have two fire hydrants.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know what the hell to do with that.
Somebody said, why are you buying a fire hydrant? Yeah,
buy those fire hydrants and turn them into faucets. Okay.
Where the, do you go to the fire hydrant store?
I mean, see, they bought them at an auction, some kind of a one of those country things where they sell estates.
Or it could be one of those city auctions. They've replaced the fire hydrants. Yeah. They've got the leftover ones. Somebody wants to put them out in the yard, Put some plants in them or something.
Yeah, I guess. That's a good right. I could use those.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. We'll get rid of that. Cracked toilet's got the flowers in it. We'll put them in them fire hydrants. That'll be cool.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I wouldn't even know how to turn the water on. Or actually, I wouldn't know how to turn it off in order to tap into anything. If he said, hey, go turn that main water off, I would say, where is that and how do I do it?
Yeah.
Much less be able to put, a fire hydrant in and make it a regular water faucet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Trying to... what is that? Damn it.
I was making breakfast burritos on Saturday. And that's about all I accomplished. He's putting in fire hydrants. I made two breakfast burritos and went back to bed.
Yeah. I raked some leaves and... the other day, and I had to go and get an adjustment from the chiropractor.
Oh, did you really?
No, pretty much. But that's what he looks like, Alexis. You ever seen Uncle Chuck?
No.
Mm-hmm. He's a handsome guy.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I want to meet him.
And he's
a tough guy.
He
sounds
legit.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he's man's man.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Chuck is your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
I met him at your son's graduation party.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You sure did. I forgot that you worked that event.
I did not work
that event. You worked that event.
You worked that, right?
That's awesome.
You're so hilarious.
That is funny.
It's funny.
How could I forget? That's when my father-in-law asked you what you are.
Exactly.
What are you?
Human, I think.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, not all the time.
But man. I'm just wondering, though, if my wife would have gone for that or if that would have not been the look of the house that she wanted. If I said, hey, I'm going to go, I got these fire hydrants and I know how to put them in and I'm going to put them in.
Yeah, I'm guessing no. That wouldn't be, that's not her style, it doesn't seem.
Yeah, first thing I'm going to do is break up a hole in the driveway, which is what he did. He busted a hole in the concrete to be able to get down to the water line to put it in there and then re-concrete it.
I would have done that. And then realize, damn, I'm in the wrong spot. I got a hole in my damn driveway that is there for no reason.
I love that, though. I love a man that's handy like that and can just build things and put them together.
I know.
That's awesome.
Whatever.
Does like IKEA furniture count?
Yeah, I mean, I can put IKEA furniture together, though, so that's not very impressive.
I'm your boy.
But even if I could do all of that, what would happen with me is I'd get out there and bust open the concrete, and then I'd start working on it and go, oh, this is going pretty smoothly. And then I would look up and go, damn, this is taking longer than I thought. I'm going to have to come back to this.
This sucks.
Yeah.
I'm wasting my whole day out here.
Did you ever fix your curtains or get the grommets for the blackout curtain?
No.
Oh.
No.
So I couldn't do that either.
No, I couldn't.
After all that conversation,
it's like, no, that's too much work.
I was tired. I didn't have time to go to the store and go. First of all, I got to go find that piece of fabric, and I was just exhausted. So
I didn't have time because I had to go home and nap.
Right. I didn't black out my window. I blacked out myself. So that worked.
Yeah, I don't think that you would be putting fire hydrants in your driveway.
How'd you black yourself out? A beer or a visor of some sort?
Whiskey. No, I didn't. I just, you know.
I had a...
I just suffered through it.
Fought through.
I had two neighbors stop by and introduce themselves the other night. I was sitting outside on my computer doing work, and they said, we've seen you out here before. And the guy said, we've seen you out here before, but never introduced ourselves. But we've seen that, you know, you look like a bourbon guy. So he goes, well, you have to come down one day. I've got a whole thing in my whatever he said that he's got in his garage. It's all set up. And I had to stop him and go, no, I'm not. I'm not any kind of guy. That's just all I had in the house. I don't know anything about anything, sir. I look forward to learning. Perhaps you could teach me something. But that was whatever you saw me drinking was whatever was in the house.
Yeah.
Probably left over from somebody else bringing it up.
Yeah, I would have to say I'm not a bourbon guy. I am a reflux guy. I'm an acid reflux guy. Therefore, I can't be a bourbon guy.
Yeah.
I'm usually not even out here.
There's a good chance that was some Jim Beam that my friend left when he was here one time. So that's
Evan Williams.
Yeah, that's what it was. Evan Williams and Sundrop.
Only the finest. Only the finest. Cheerwine.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So, they ask a bunch of foreigners who had spent time in U.S. America what foods they were going to miss, what uniquely American things they were going to miss when they go home.
Okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So these are some of the things that they said that they're going to miss the most. Number 18, those huge cans of Arizona iced tea.
Really?
Yeah. Chicken wings with buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
Hidden Valley Ranch dressing. Peanut butter. Reese's peanut butter cups. Everything bagels. The cereal selection at grocery stores. See, people don't understand that just the availability of things in the United States sets us apart from all other countries. That's true. Why it is such a huge kick in the nuts for somebody to come along and screw up our supply chain like it has been screwed up over the past year. When you go to the American grocery store and you have to sit there and go, wait a minute, they don't have what I'm looking for. And what I'm looking for is pretty common. That is a shock to the system of American freedom and liberty. Like we can walk across the street to this grocery store right here and then walk across the street again down here to another grocery store. I mean, within, you know, 10 minutes, either way we travel around here, being able to walk into a grocery store and it looked like the Taj Mahal of food.
Yeah.
You know, foreigners don't get that.
I have seen things before. People from other countries are astonished at how big American grocery stores are in all of the available items.
Yeah. I mean, I've been standing in the aisles of a grocery store, like the biggest grocery store in that area of the Cayman Islands I was at. And I'm looking at, you know, packages of chicken feet in the poultry section. And, you know, they don't have any of the stuff that we have. It's craziness. Yet, we take it for granted.
It's true. That's very true.
That's why the poor in the United States would be, most countries, they would be above average means. The cereal selection, we said that one. Pop-Tarts, which are available in some specialty American shops abroad, but they're also three times the price.
Really?
Mm-hmm. American breakfasts. They said they miss that the most. Okay. Pancakes, bacon, eggs, fried potatoes, all of that. American barbecue. Number eight on the list. Number eight thing that foreigners are going to miss about living in the United States. Jambalaya.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that's not even my jambalaya. Imagine if they had that while they were here. Oh, my God.
Never go home.
No, they'd be, what do you call them? Fugitives.
That's right.
Refugees.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. They're going to miss gas station beef jerky.
No, thanks.
What number is gas station beef jerky on?
Seven.
There? Really?
Yeah. Said it's expensive and hard to find in Europe.
You're going in order up the deal.
Yeah.
Gas station beef jerky is number seven. Beef jerky time.
Yeah.
Number six is root beer.
Ooh.
Number five, mozzarella sticks with marinara sauce.
Hell yeah.
Can't blame them for that. It's pretty delicious.
That's awesome.
Number one, we're coming in at number four on the overall list, but the number one fast food they're going to miss. Y'all want to guess?
Number one fast food?
McDonald's.
Nope.
Panda Express?
Mm-mm.
Burger King.
Chick-fil-A.
Because most of them have McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know.
But that chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Wendy's was also mentioned. In-N-Out Burger, Taco Bell, and another restaurant, not a fast food restaurant, but Cracker Barrel.
That makes sense.
Number three, maple syrup.
Okay.
You know, unless the people were from Canada, then they didn't put that. But
I guess it kind of goes with the breakfast thing, though.
Mm-hmm. The number two thing that they're going to miss about American food in foreign countries, our Mexican food, great Mexican food
really?
That we have in the United States. Yeah. And the number one thing is Americanized Chinese food.
Yeah. That's why I said Panda Express, because you know that South. I talk about BTS all the time.
Uh-huh.
Whenever they come, they're from South Korea, and they always say, "Like, what's your favorite thing? What's your favorite thing to eat in America?" And they either say hot dogs or Panda Express. They go Panda Express. Like you're from South Korea, and you want to eat Panda Express?
It is.
It's very good.
I always go back to when my son and I were in San Francisco a few years ago, and he loves Chinese food. He wanted to have Chinese food. Said, "Hey, well, I said, man, let's go to Chinatown. This is awesome."
Yeah, not.
I mean, the moment his miso soup hit the table, I looked at it, and he looked down and he goes, "I ordered miso soup." I said, "Yeah, but I think we're in different Chinese food world now. It's not going to be quite the same." It wasn't what he was looking for.
Oh, you mean you didn't order the duck feet?
Yeah, but it was very, you'd order it was very different selections and everything. It was just like a completely different type of food.
That duck, though, that they have hanging in the windows in Chinatown is so good.
With like the crispy skin. Oh,
yeah. Yes, because in Boston they have a Chinatown and we would go all the time.
Peking duck.
Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would eat that. I mean, we eat duck all the time in Louisiana.
Yeah, I love duck.
But not whole like that. we cut up the breasts.
Yeah, it's a little jarring seeing it hanging in the window like with the head on.
Looks yummy to me. Yeah. It nice and crispy skin. Oof. Mm. Duck, your skin looks crispy.
Can you just get duck skins?
It looks so crispy.
Can you get an order of duck skins?
Right, because I would totally be about that. Can you imagine just peeling that off? Ooh, and taking a bite. Oh, so good.
Yeah, but that's real good.
Mm-hmm. It's still quacking.
Quack, quack.
Let it quack.
Yeah, flack.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to go to that place that Ace went to that day, whatever that radio thing we were doing, and they had duck feet. You were supposed to eat duck feet or something.
Yeah, I'm not eating duck feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they have that type of traditional food.
It's difficult to eat, though. I mean, there's not a lot. There's not a lot there to work with.
Like, as far as a quantity?
Yeah, just getting something off the bone is,
I say, I don't know why people would eat chicken feet either. Is it?
Yeah.
I don't get
and
that.
And ducks have, like, webbed feet, don't they? So that would be weird to eat.
It's probably cartilage and tendon. But if you ever, I was talking to somebody about mukbang videos. The Asian people that do mukbang videos, when they eat a chicken wing, it's like nothing. It's totally different from the way we eat chicken wings. Like, if you've got the drum, they put like the top of the drum all the way back in their cheek and pull it. I mean, and there is not a morsel of skin or tendon or meat left on.
So they just use their teeth to just take everything off the bone while they pull the bone back out of their mouth.
Yeah. Wow. Whereas you would take a drum and kind of, hold onto it with two hands and bite into it in the middle where the most meat is. It goes all the way in and pulls it right out with all the, that. It's a cartilage. It's on the
flat.
How do you chew it and with then your mouth stuff?
And then they bite down on it, and you hear that crunch, and you're like, oh, that's the cartilage. They just right through it.
Yeah, I like eating cartilage, though.
You do?
Yeah, if it's on a chicken wing and stuff, I'll eat every part of that chicken wing. Leave it clean.
Yeah, not me. I don't want all that. No. I don't want anything crunching in there.
Yeah, I don't either.
I just want the meat and the skin. Yeah. And sometimes I don't want the skin if it hasn't been cooked to where it's crispy and all that. I don't want no loose skin.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it.
There's this place in Charlotte where they do mac and cheese and they put fried chicken skins on top. Mm. Oh, it's so good.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Is that a place in a location where I would probably frequent?
You would not frequent this location.
Would I go even at one time?
No, you would not.
Why?
Because you'd probably be scared that you're going to get shot. You'd be like, where do I park? I don't want to be here. Ew, art on the walls. Gross.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those kinds
of
places.
Art.
Mm.
But their food is amazing.
We have a special on chicken skins and art tonight. Oh, my
God. Okay. Skins and art.
If there's a mural within 2 miles. An unsanctioned mural is not
It's not his spot.
No way.
So...
that's a pretty good rule of thumb. If there's graffiti anywhere.
If there's any kind of outside art.
Yeah.
Murals and...
that had to be done in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Because it's illegal.
We don't have any Banksys around here. It's just random people.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Y'all done got me hungry now talking about
it. I was just thinking the same thing.
Talking about duck feet and shit.
That's going to make you hungry.
Duck feet.
Where do y'all stand on the cold pizza thing?
All about it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't mind cold pizza at all.
I'd rather have it warmed up.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'd rather have it warmed up, but I'm not opposed to If I have it on hand, I'm probably going to heat it up.
It's just not as good. It doesn't hit the same.
As what?
As warm pizza with melty cheese. And
it don't hit the same.
Well, it doesn't hit the same.
Yeah. But I'm talking about reheat.
Oh, yeah. I'll put it in the oven.
Yeah.
Can you put pizza in the air fryer to reheat it?
That's the way my daughter does it. She says it's great.
But I need to try that. I've not tried that.
I know.
I don't have that kind of time.
Can you reheat anything?
First of all, I'm never going to be eating any of my leftover pizza. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'll be eating somebody else's shit that they didn't eat. And I might have to take an olive off of it or something like that, or pull some pepperonis off of it. But I'm never going to be reheating what I had on my pizza.
And therein lies my problem. Because I just can't order a pizza and say, you know, I'm just going to have like three slices. There's no moderation.
Mm-hmm. You can eat a whole pizza?
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive. I wish I could do that.
Like, without batting an eye. It's not even a thing.
Because if it's sitting there, it just feel like it's a gift. It'd be rude not to eat all of it.
Yeah, no,
it's a gift.
Yeah.
God has smiled upon me this day.
So, if I'm reheating a pizza, it's something that somebody else didn't want.
Yeah.
So, even if it's just a cheese pizza or whatnot, and I don't want to take the time to heat up, and I have a toaster oven / air fryer thing. It's an all-in-one deal. And I don't even want to fool with that. I'll take a paper towel and wet it and wring it out. Really wring it out, and then cover the pizza on the plate with that and put it in the microwave, and it keeps it from drying out the crust so much and all. But still, I never look at it like it's going to be a wonderful experience after that. Mm-hmm. So why go to all the trouble of trying to dress it up as just as good as when it was hot?
Sure.
But I just don't get these people who prefer it cold. Mm-mm. And they'll say cold pizza is way better than I like it better the next morning when it's cold. I'm gonna say no, you don't.
Or Chinese food. People eat Chinese food cold.
Mm-hmm. People eat fried chicken.
Fried
cold.
Chicken, yeah. No, I could never do fried chicken like that. What a disrespect.
Not necessarily Chinese food. Some Chinese food maybe, but chicken and pizza. Yes. It's nowhere near as good as it is hot. Mm-hmm. But both of them, if I wake up the next morning and, you know, there's some couple of pieces of chicken in the refrigerator, I'll just grab those and take care of them.
I'll eat chicken cold.
No way.
If it's like a chicken leg or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to eat a chicken breast cold or hot.
Or hot. Dry ass. I want no dry ass chicken. Ugh.
Mm-mm. Any chicken is good chicken.
Mm-mm, not chicken breast. It's dry and has no flavor.
White meat, dark meat, whatever. I'm in.
I also don't like pasta salad cold.
Really?
You don't like pasta salad, period.
Because pasta salad is supposed to be cold.
Mm-hmm. You don't eat it, though, right?
Not really. Most of the time, no. Yeah, and it's not just because it's a woman's food. I don't mind doing that. I don't mind eating women's food, but I just don't like it that much enough to be, ooh, they got pasta salad. Yay. I'd be like, I'll try that, yeah. Or, nah, not today. One of those kinds of things.
What about carrot salad?
I love good carrots. Extra raisins.
Extra raisins for me.
I don't even know what that is.
Carrot salad was big.
That's a school.
It's kind of a school thing. I mean, in our public high school, they had carrot salad.
Ew,
it's carrot shaved salad. Carrots.
Shaved carrots.
And it's got some kind of dressing on it, and it's got raisins tossed in it.
It's like a mayonnaise-based dressing.
Mm-hmm. Why would anybody put raisins with carrots?
I don't know, that but it's one of those things together. That every time you saw it in school, you're like, damn, that's just a wasted.
Yeah, take up that.
That sounds gross.
You just... taking up the circular part of my tray with that.
Yeah. It's the same people that put grapes in chicken salad, and I think that's so odd.
I could do grapes
in
chicken salad. I like a grape or maybe like a nice walnut crunch.
Mm-mm.
Gotta that's have crazy. A crunch.
I have walnut. To have a crunch in my chicken salad.
You know what you got when you got nuts on the wall?
What?
Walnuts. You know what you got when you got... nuts on your chest.
Chestnuts.
You know what you got when you got nuts on your chin?
Chin. You're disgusting. That's so gross.
You're disgusting.
I didn't even say it.
You didn't even say it. Get your mind out of the gutter, Alexis.
Mm-hmm. You didn't help with that vulgar hand gesture you were doing.
Who?
Riggins.
Alexis, you're the most vulgar among us.
That's not true.
Oh, it is true.
It could
it
be true.
So true.
Not true.
Mm-hmm. You're going to say that now, but when you were talking to the meeple that day, you were trying... Rob, who do you think... Whenever I ask who's the most vulgar, who would you say? You think it's me, right?
Because you would say it's me, but not because I want... Because I want it to be me.
You were so proud of it.
She bragging in front of her friends about how vulgar she is. That's oh, okay. All right. It's not anything to be proud of, Alexis.
Why not?
In case you don't know.
Why not?
Because you're... Don't need to be having a smut mouth all the time.
But if that's...
Your dirty smut mouth.
Smut mouth.
Huh?
But if that's part of who I am...
But you were just denying it a second ago.
I'm just over it.
But I mean, that could be said about anything. Well, it's just part of who I am. I steal. Yeah. Big deal. So what? That's part of who I am.
Yeah, it makes me happy.
Why, who I am.
Yeah, everybody's just always saying, be yourself. Well, I'm a thief. And then now you're going to come down on me for it after all these years of telling me to be myself? That's just who I am.
Yeah.
I'm a strangler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Deal with it.
It makes me happy.
I steal babies. From the grocery carts when their moms take a little too long looking at the cheese.
Sue me.
It's who I am.
It's all right. It's who I am.
It is my
being. That just makes everything acceptable.
It is my being. It is my absolute being.
Well, I didn't know that I couldn't be my full self in front of you guys. I thought this was like, hey.
What do you mean? Who said you can't be your full self?
Rob.
No.
Because you guys are saying that I am the most filthiest, most whatever.
You just said you weren't the filthiest, most vulgar. And he said that's not the thing you were saying the other day in front of your friends. You were bragging about being the most vulgar.
But you said that I shouldn't be vulgar.
But then you said you were.
I said I am vulgar, but not the most vulgar.
Oh my God. You think Riggins is more vulgar?
Yes. He knows all of those nicknames for all those things. I don't even know what those are.
Like what?
Like Chicago something and like Texas something else. Pennsylvania something. Idaho something. I don't know.
Pittsburgh.
I think Idaho stands on its own.
Yeah.
She does make a little good point there.
He has a drawer full of unmentionables.
It's underwear.
A drawer full of unmentionables. So quickly before we have to end this edition of Share Funny, we need to tell you about an exchange that happened the other day. Rob said he doesn't eat seafood, and Alexis said, "You don't eat seafood?" He goes, "Well, fish sticks."
I thought that was the funniest thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you want to take Rob out for a seafood meal, know that his seafood selection is limited to fish sticks.
You better be taking me to Gorton's or whatever.
So he's not allergic to seafood or crustaceans like a lot of people are. He just doesn't like it unless we're talking about fish sticks. And then he loves it.
I will eat a fish fillet from McDonald's.
Which is a big fish stick. Yeah.
What he ordered.
And you know, according to the internet, fish sticks count as seafood.
Yeah, because it's fish from the sea.
It's white fish.
I love seafood then.
Mm-hmm.
Started in the United K. In the United Kingdom.
That's how we say it.
What's up?
So, have you ever tried a crab leg?
No.
Rob?
It's too much work.
Oh, I love crab legs.
You just aren't going to accept that he doesn't like seafood.
I just can't understand that in my head. Like, what? You're missing out on so many good, delicious things.
I have had crab meat. Crab meat, but it wasn't like fresh from a crab leg.
It was probably not even real crab. It was an imitation crab.
It may have been, and it was gross.
Was it red, pink?
I think it was pink. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Imitation.
Was it in a stick form?
I don't know that. I don't remember from whence it came.
Crab stick.
Crab stick.
You want crab stick?
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing online at LostWorldsBeer.com. Hey, it's Ace. And you know what? There are a lot of moving parts when it comes to my life, and it's long been established on this show that it's a lot of stress in my life. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of things that I'm dealing with, but you got to take control of your mental health. I've learned recently how important it is to manage your daily stress, manage those anxious thoughts. It's something we all want to do, but most of us don't know where to even begin. Well, I've heard so many great things about Noom when it comes to weight loss. When I found out there was Noom Mood, I absolutely wanted to jump on board and see what it's all about. With Noom Mood, you'll take the journey to mental wellness one step at a time. They've got a guided approach that will teach you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. You're not alone because you have a coach that walks through it with you, and it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. You go at your pace. All you need is 10 minutes a day. Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing online at LostWorldsBeer.com.